Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for the Richmond Market Minute. And who else would we turn to for that but our good friend Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors. Mike, hope you are well on this little Friday.
Hey, Gary, right back at you. Everybody in my crew remains healthy and hopefully happy and prosperous. So we feel for folks out there that continue to struggle, and man, we're wrestling with some really tough headlines, just whether it's here locally, domestically, or in a lot of different businesses. But Gary, the markets still seem to be able to shake all that off. Yesterday morning, you and I were talking about, you know, a little bit of a consolidation. Markets were down through the bulk of the day, but late in the afternoon, buyers came in, particularly in the big cap tech stocks and a lot of small software companies, and they went on another tear and pushed markets higher again yesterday. So despite all the headlines we see, all of the liquidity in the marketplace keeps pushing stocks higher at this point, and I'm going to consider that a bright spot in what otherwise are some pretty tough headlines to read.
When you look at it financially, it's kind of been a mixed bag this week. And yesterday, while there was some overall rallying late, that it was kind of a narrow focus within that rally. So it's kind of been a mixed bag all week. That's kind of been the recurring theme of everything we've been talking about.
Boy, it really is, Gary, and that's whether those headlines are Wall Street, and we're going to get some more today when we look at the initial jobless claims. It is Thursday, and I still suspect we'll see something between 1.2 and maybe 1.4 million initial filings, which is still hard for me to wrap my head around. But if we're going to continue to get those filings throughout the month on Thursday, but then we see additional new job creations or job additions when we get to the end of the month, which has been the trend the last few times, that still keeps the economy chugging along, albeit in fits and starts. And so, Gary, you're right, because we are seeing that very narrow or narrowing trend amongst, for example, no shock, you're still seeing a tough time with airlines, cruise lines. Now the banks, their stocks continue to muddle along, to put it kindly, as these interest rates stay very, very low. And in a low interest rate environment, tough for banks to make a lot of profit. But at the same time, anybody that has anything to do with a work-at-home trade or the expansion of 5G or more connectivity, those stocks continue to perform very, very strongly. And I suspect as long as we see the Fed, and the Fed here and every central bank around the world, to remain accommodative, meaning they're going to create liquidity when and where it's needed, you're going to continue to see some of that money find investments, stocks that people perceive to do well, either regardless of what's going on because of the coronavirus or do well because of what's going on in the coronavirus. But it's playing out in spades right in front of us when you look at the participation in the stock market.
Real quick, anything we should be on the lookout for today outside of the jobless claims?
That's really going to be the highlight, other than we're going to continue to see a few earnings come in. And we'll highlight those if there's anything we need to draw everybody's attention to.
Okay, great stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, stay well out there.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.